great event happening tomorrow in the Gloucester area. It is the Chill Out Festival. Lots of great things happening, some bluegrass, beer and barbecues, and a very interesting competition, which we'll talk about with one of the committee members right now from the Chill Out Festival. It is Catherine Smith. Good morning, Catherine. It will be a whole lot of fun tomorrow in Gloucester.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. If anyone has never been, you know, this year is just going to be spectacular. You know, make the effort. You'll thoroughly enjoy it. Family-friendly event.
Now, there are some interesting things happening. I'm going to get straight to it. There is a beard competition.
There is. So, like all festivals, you need, you know, something a little bit quirky and a little bit out there. So we're having a beard competition. So what we're looking for is the longest beard, the most colourful beard, and also who can, you know, who has the best mo. So definitely some interesting categories.
What about yourself, Catherine? Do you like a good beard?
Yeah, if it's nicely groomed and, you know, and it's winter, so, you know, it's practical too, beards.
It's very much practical. I kind of get the feeling you're not on the judging committee for the beard competition.
No, but I'm quite happy to sit back and watch and see what the results are. So that will be getting judged. There's slow cooked barbecues and wine tasting. So all that judging will happen about 1 o'clock in that area. But there's lots of things happening.
I believe there's a car show as part of this as well.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. There's a car show up there. So everything's in the main street at the CBD of Gloucester. So it's a nice little boutique town. All the shops have specials on, so it's like a big market day. Lots of different stalls. Also, there's Tin Air, which is the old trains. If people are like trains, there's dog shows. There's spoon playing, something a bit quirky, you know, get the kids. Jump on some spoons. We're going to have a spoon player there to show some techniques.
You know, these sort of festivals really do pep up, you know, some of the smaller towns and villages across the area. How is the whole town of Gloucester getting ready for the Chill Out Festival? I would imagine the word on the street is everyone's looking forward to it.
Oh, definitely, because there's amusement rides for the kids. So obviously, you know, being in a country town, you know, you don't, you know, get, you know, not able to go to different theme parks or different things. So it's good to get different, you know, just a variety of things. There's also a science and engineering challenge for the kids. And one of the gentlemen, John Walton, he's organised a robotic show, and you can actually challenge yourself against one of the robots with a Rubik cube as well as the bridge making. So, look, there really is something for everyone tomorrow at Chill Out.
There is just one more thing I can see on the flyer in front of me that I would like to throw by you, the head warmer challenge. What is that?
Okay, so that help gets run by the CWA ladies. So a head warmer challenge is anything from knitting to felt. You can be creative as you like. It can be as crazy or as fun as you like it. So just something that, you know, obviously you can wear on your head.
I think that we've nicely explained that pretty well, Catherine. It'll be a great day. I'll let you go and put the finishing touches on the judging panel for those competitions tomorrow. And
definitely.
Good luck with the Chill Out Festival.
That's right. Thank you for your time, and I hope to see many, many people from your area, you know, come and check it out.
One of the committee members for the Chill Out Festival in Gloucester, Catherine Smith, joining us at 2NURFM.